I met fellow podcast host Laurent not too long ago and learned about his venture as a business coach. Turns out he and I have a ton in common. During the episode, I asked him some key questions about major challenges he'd faced and was honestly floored how similar his challenges were to mine. If you're a frequent listener to this podcast, you already know that building a business is probably one of the hardest things you'll ever undertake. And it's comforting knowing that I'm not the only one who ugly cries once in a while. Laurent decided on business coaching because, again and again, he kept running into situations where he was foisted into an entrepreneurial role and made to figure things out. And he kept succeeding enough that he decided to become an actual entrepreneur and help his fellows on the journey. The title of this episode is In the Middle of a Challenge, There is Opportunity, which is his life motto. And it's good enough, I might make it mine too. He's got some great tips today, and if you want to reach out to him, head over to his website at laurentnotin.com or find him on LinkedIn. Let's join in now. We've got that one podcast that you, me, and my business partner Alex are going to work on a little bit later, so I'm excited about that, but you're on my podcast today. It's our time now. Awesome, man. Well, let's kick it off then. Like, what so what's your company do? Like, what do you do?
Okay. So I'm a business coach, basically. Cool. I studied like 3.5 years ago now.
Yeah.
And I help entrepreneurs crack the entrepreneurship code.
Okay.
To be very specific. And so basically, it all started because I was around the age of, 40, 41. And I've always worked for entrepreneurs, like real entrepreneurs, the kind of entrepreneurs that give the keys of their companies and they tell you, now you go and you manage the company. Oh, and by the way, I don't have any money. So, you know, you have to figure it out by yourself.
Have fun storming the castle. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, damn, you know, I need to do something, because if I don't do it now, I will never do it. Mm-hmm. And so I really thought about what is it that I really, really enjoy doing. And I remember I was at my parents on vacation, and one morning I woke up and I'm like, yeah, I found it. I'm going to be a business coach. Mm-hmm. Because I've always loved mentoring, training, coaching, developing the staff, you know, under me, or even like advising clients. I've always enjoyed those ha-ha moments, you know, when people have breakthrough and you can see that into their eyes. I'm like, yeah, that's why I was born. So I thought I'm going to try and do it as a business coach and targeting entrepreneurs, because I speak the same language as they do. I sat in their seats.
Okay. Very, very cool. You know, it's interesting. It seems like a lot of business coaches they have that same heritage, right? Where they keep having people come to them with the same challenges, or they face the same challenges and overcome it. And then later they realize, wow, I've really, like, there's a particular area in life that I'm really, really good at figuring out. I'm going to show other people how to figure this out too, because it is a struggle. Entrepreneurship is like one of the hardest things on the planet to do. I don't care who you are. It is hard building something from scratch and being like, hey, not self-sufficient. It's like, what? So, yeah. So you're addicted. You're addicted to that aha moment, huh?
I'm addicted to that. I'm addicted to being an entrepreneur now. Yes, it is so hard. Maybe one of the hardest things I've ever done. And, you know, with the COVID last year, it didn't help at all the situation. But yeah, I really feel that I'm a big fan of Simon Sinek. Start with why. And I really feel like I found my why. That's what I was born to do, you know. And it helps everything else. It makes so much sense. Waking up in the morning and doing the things that you love doing, and for yourself, because I have that freedom that I can try stuff. You know, I don't have a boss like I used to. I don't have a boss on top of my head saying, oh, maybe you should watch out the budget. Well, I make my own budget.
My company, yeah. I'm going to spend what I want. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I don't have any money. Oh, I can't spend.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I guess I can't do any more things now. Yeah. It's like once you go broke, it's like, eh, well, it sucks. But so what have been some of the real big challenges that you've overcome on the journey? Like, you didn't just go from point A to point B and like, boom, you know, what, any kind of mental roadblocks or what?
Yeah. I mean, clearly last year was really, really tough.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about it. Was it the toughest year the toughest moment I've ever had in my career? And I think it was to some extent. I think it was. And because there was the COVID, and suddenly, so it started in March, and suddenly I had no more clients. Like, I lost all my clients because they just stopped, you know, using my services. Everybody was super happy, but they just stopped using my services because they were losing their own clients too. So they decided to, you know, to put to save their save some money. And but on top of that, I had moved country. So I went from Asia, where I lived 20 years. So with all my network in Asia. And I moved to Finland in July 2019. So to put it back into context, I've never worked in Europe. Like, I left France when I was 23 and just came back like in July 2019 to Finland, another country, not France, but in Europe. So I had no network. I had nothing. So I had to start from scratch again. Plus COVID on top of it. I mean, there were days I cried. I was like, what is it that I am going to do, man? It was so difficult. I really, really asked myself, is it, you know, am I going to continue? Is it what I was supposed to be doing? I was considering, you know, finding a job. I actually went to a job interview. For the position of a CEO, and I sucked at it because I've not had any job interviews for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
And but then I was like, okay, you know, my motto is this quote from Albert Einstein: in the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity. And every time I face a challenge, I always try to focus on the opportunity and ask myself, all right, there's a challenge there, but what is the opportunity? How can I get stronger, you know? Because if I don't get stronger, then I am not going to learn anything out of it. And so I focus on that, and I started thinking, you know, like really taking time for myself to think. And this is how I created my podcast. This is how the podcast started. And then I really thought about, you know, my marketing. I decided that, well, I really need to be more online now. And so there was a lot of thinking to help me go through that period, to the point where, and that's, I think, the second challenge I faced in the same year, is to the point where I was working too much that, like, when was it? I think back in October, I was drained. It was my mentally, I was gone. I couldn't do anything anymore.
Yeah.
And that reminded me one thing. It's, you know, I like to compare entrepreneurs as professional athletes. Professional athletes, they take time to recover, because when they recover, it's when their muscles grow, actually, you know, they and it's the same with your mind. You need, as an entrepreneur, you need to take time to recover so that your mind muscle grows. And that's what I forgot and had to and reminded myself.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe how similar our journeys have been. I have been exactly where you are, sir. I commend you, and I hope it's encouraging. And I mean, I'm sure, you know, like, you're probably talking to a lot of different entrepreneurs, of course. I mean, that's part of your business, and this isn't new. We all ugly cry. You know, I'm on like a once every couple week schedule. It's hard. It's freaking, it is freaking difficult, man. Like I said, it's like, we're basically trying to create something out of nothing. You know, the universe, I was telling just somebody in conversation the other day, it's like the universe wants to take things from order to chaos all the time. And we're like, nah, we're going to form order out of chaos. And the universe is like, no, you won't either. And you know, we're like, okay, well, we're just going to stick our finger in the eye of everything, and
we're
going to make it happen. There's just something, there's something different about us. There's something different. And I totally, totally get it. I just, the order in which you said what happened, I'm like, yep, 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 yep. You know, I'm like, this dude thinks like me. It's scary.
But yeah, man. But you know, entrepreneurship is really a journey. It's, I think, you know, a lot of people ask me, what is the number one thing you will tell an entrepreneur? Mm-hmm. And I always keep saying, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. You're here for the long term, you know, so you have to be patient. You have to be resilient. You have to have grit, you know, because yeah, today may be like a bad day, mm-hmm. but tomorrow, you know, because there might be some light up there. Right. But if you don't do anything today, tomorrow, or even worse, in 6 months' time, nothing will happen.
Right.
So, like, remembering that is a journey. It's, you know, it's always there in my mind.
Yeah. You're right. It absolutely is a journey. And even the times, like, let me run this past you. I'm gonna get your opinion on this. So the times where we have bad days, right? Some people have figured out how to use that negativity as fuel. And there are a couple people I have in mind that I've talked with about this. And they said, yeah, you learn to love failure. You learn to love hearing no. And, you know, you love the labor, not the fruit. And a few years ago, if somebody told me that, I'd be like, are you nuts? Like, what? Like, how? Why? But now it's like, I get it. You know, I totally get it. There's great value in being able to take negative things that happen and say, okay, this isn't happening to me. It's happening around me. Like, it's an event. Mm-hmm. And if you fail, it doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means, okay, it didn't work like you planned. What can you do about that? Right. Like, is that kind of along the lines of what you're talking about, or am I way off base?
Yes, definitely. Failure is completely part of the journey.
Got it.
So you have just to accept it. And also, I think what's important also is to differentiate between what you can control and what you cannot control. You know, your surrounding, how people react, the environment, like a pandemic is something that you cannot control.
Right.
And so instead of, you know, blaming yourself for things you cannot control, well, just accept them as they are. They become business constraint, and look at the situation from that perspective.
Right.
And then play with what you can control.
Yep.
And the decisions you can make.
Yes. You know, in a way, sometimes we have to have a mind like water, you know, where instead of trying to push through obstacles, like, just go around them and they're going to change, just flow around, find basically the path of least resistance and go for it. And then other times, you got to bash through stuff. You got to bang your head against the wall a little bit, but that's part of the entrepreneur journey, is just narrow focus on what you have control of right now and make it work. Oh my goodness. I'm floored seriously by how much I'm learning about you. I know we've talked before, but it's encouraging to me personally that you're going through the same crap I'm going through, man. I feel great about myself hearing your story.
And you know, I do have clients that are successful, and they tell me the same thing. I'm like, I can't say that to them, you know, because I'm coaching them, but I'm like, really?
Really?
So I'm not the only one then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's comforting. It is very comforting.
There are dozens of us, dozens.
Hey, this is Jay Schiffman from the Choose Your Struggle podcast. I'm just dropping in to say that it was an absolute pleasure. Pleasure to chat with my buddy Fritz for this podcast, The Hot Mic. He is a great host, and, you know, I do a lot of these, you know, and I'm always appreciative when the host actually is quality and knows what they're doing and knows how to be a host, because honestly, it's too rare. So Fritz, thank you. Definitely cannot say enough. Check out the Hot Mic podcast because it's definitely worth listening to. All right. Keep up the great work, man. Great chatting with you as always.
Well, what do you wish that someone told you about entrepreneurship 5 years ago?
I think it would have been, and this is something that I'm still trying to work on. It would have been stop thinking and just act. I'm a very analytical person, so I have this tendency to think too much sometimes. So that is great when it comes to coaching. It does help me ask questions, you know, so because I really want to understand my client's issue. And, you know, my background is in market research, like 14 years of market research. Maybe this is why I became like so much analytical. But sometimes when it comes to business, I'm sure I have missed opportunities because I thought too much. And when I think too much, I'm like, okay, no, if I do that, this is what is going to happen. If I do that, this is what is going to happen. If I do that, this is what is going to happen. So I end up not doing it because the risk is too high. Mm-hmm. And this is all stories that I create in my head. I have no idea. I'm just making assumptions. So I wish that someone would have told me that earlier and that I had someone like always reminding me every day, stop thinking, just act. If you feel it, sometimes a lot of entrepreneurs tell you that, and it's the same with me. Like, listen to your gut sometimes. Just go for it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The times that you actually just, I'm going to do it, do the thing. And it's like, yeah. And it's never, and I'm the same way too. It's like, I mean, I come from a background where I have to think in terms of risk, like software testing, like, oh, what if this happens? What if this bug happens? Are the customers going to be pissed? Well, you know, what are the chances of that happening? No, you got to test for everything. And it's like, okay, so you kind of, I often feel like I don't have the brain for entrepreneurship because I'm constantly thinking about the worst case and getting paid for it in a corporate position. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, don't do that. It's like you're undoing 10 years of thinking to get my brain to work like this. I can't just switch it off. Okay. but yes. It is super exciting. It is super exciting when you just take the plunge and do it. So keep doing the thing, man. Keep doing the thing. You got my support.
Yes.
We'll sit back and
thank you
and watch the action. Hey, it's entertaining for all of us watching when people just step out and do the thing. It's like, I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, you know, it's exciting for everybody. It's scary for the person, but hey,
it is.
Yeah. And so I had one final question for you before we hop off. I just realized what time it was. And I'm like, I got 6 minutes to ask this question. So you got somebody, let's say you've got a room full of plucky young graduates, MBAs, and they're like, we just need one piece of advice before we strike out on our own and do our thing. Like, what piece of advice would you give them?
Okay. Well, like I said, the first thing I would tell them is that I would tell them that it is a journey, you know, and you know, I like to compare entrepreneurship as, think about entrepreneurship as an iceberg. Mm-hmm. But you only see the tip, the part that is above water, right? And you don't see the rest that is under the water, and that is the largest part of the iceberg. Well, that's exactly what entrepreneurship is about. So whatever you think about it, think again, because there's so much more than that.
Right.
But also, I would tell them, like, think about your purpose. Like, think about, you know, who you are deeply inside you. What is your why? Because your company is just a representation, a physical, a product of that why.
Right.
It's very important because this is something that will guide you for forever. And it's part of your DNA. I still have 4 minutes because I can continue on and on.
Yeah, I mean, if we go over a little bit, it's not going to be the end of the world, but yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. Then I would tell them to always think in terms of sales. I see a lot of entrepreneurs, they don't really understand what sales is about, and they are very much afraid of selling, or they see selling as a one-off, you know? So they sell that project, and then they're very busy delivering the project. And then once they deliver the project, well, damn, there's nothing in the pipeline, so we have to start selling again. Right. Well, you don't want to do that. You always want to think in terms ahead. So what you don't do today will impact you in 6 months. So always sell, sell, sell. Sell is not a one-off. It's always a cycle. It never ends, never ends.
Yep.
And one more thing that I would tell them, well, two more things that I would tell them. One, make sure that you have money. Make sure that you have cash, because your number one priority is to build cash flow. Most of the entrepreneurs don't become entrepreneurs because they want to become rich, but they need money to grow the company. So spend your money wisely. Mm-hmm. And the last thing, make sure that you have the right people around you, starting with your co-founders.
Right.
Any type of business, you need people. Without people, you cannot have a business. You can stay a solopreneur like myself, like I am, but you need to build an ecosystem around you with mm-hmm. people. You know, some of the people that I need people to help me with marketing, for example. Mm-hmm. Now I'm also getting more other coaches to help me with my voice or with the way I stand in front of a camera, etc. So make sure that you have the right people. Spend as much time as you need to hire the right people.
Right, right. Well, I mean, like you said, hire the right people or just have people around you that are giving you that support. I mean, I know plenty of solopreneurs, and it's like, wow. I mean, I read the book, The E-Myth Revisited, and how are you able to do your thing and work on the business when you're working in the business? And it's like, well, because they've got people around them that are helping with the other stuff. So this is stuff that I needed to hear this 6 years ago, seriously, because I did everything wrong. I would have been your worst client if I had done work with you back then. You'd be like, Fritz, what the heck are you even like? Do you get what entrepreneurship is? No, I didn't. I did everything wrong. I was 100% executing, not doing sales, not having control of the process. I didn't have anybody backing me. It was me and I'm going to do it. And it did not work well. It did not work at all. So it worked great until it stopped working. I'll say that.
Exactly. But you know, it's an interesting point because you say it happened to you when you started, but this is a cycle. Every time, most of the time when your entrepreneurs are stuck, is they're stuck because they're working too much in the business, like deep inside, you know, instead of stepping out and looking at the big picture. And this is where I help my clients, at looking at the big picture. And regardless if you've been entrepreneurs for 20 years or 5 years or startup, we all face the same issues again and again and again.
Yep, we do. It's funny how our brains do that. We keep always making some of the same mistakes. It's like you would think that after even 100 years or something, we'd have things figured out to the point where, yeah, we know not to do that, but we keep doing it. So, well, that's good. That means you have lots of people that are going to make the same goofy mistakes. And so business is booming, man. You just got to find those people, man.
Exactly.
Awesome.
One after the other. Yes.
Yeah. Well, speaking of finding people, like how would those people find you if they're like, oh my goodness, he sounds like me. Like I need to talk with this guy. How would they reach out to you? Contact, email, website? How would they get you?
Yeah, very easy. My website, laurentnotin.com. My email address, contact@laurentnotin.com. And also they can reach out to me on LinkedIn.
All right. Just taking some notes here. Excellent, man. Well, I hope that this is something that will get you some more attention. I think this is the kind of things that you're doing are really going to help a lot of people, especially now because of the pandemic. You know, I think a lot of people have, if they've been let go from a corporate job and they're like, I've been here 23 years and I'm a director and they just let me go. And it's like, some of them are going to say, you know what? I'm tired of sitting on my hands. I'm doing my thing. I'm stepping out and I'm living my dream. I'm going to start a business. And then it's like, hold up. You need to get with my guy, Laurent, and talk with him and make sure that your head is screwed on straight and he will help you. Sound accurate?
Exactly.
You help people's heads get screwed on straight? Okay, cool. I'm just like, mission, vision, goal, you know?
It is what we coach too, yeah.
Yeah. You know, our chiropractor has the same motto, believe it or not, and I'm joking. We make sure people's heads are screwed on straight. Hey, so does this guy.
But I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised because there's a lot of correlation between the body and the mind.
Yeah, there is. Man, that's a total different topic. I'm all about like gut health, mental health, making sure you're balanced and stuff like that. And I hang around a lot of spiritual coaches and mindset practitioners. And I'm like, it's kind of rubbed off on me. And dietary changes. It's like, you learn all kinds of stuff, man, but we're out of time.
Yeah.
We could make a whole another podcast about that. We could do it. Awesome, man. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you a little bit better. This has been one of the best ways for me to just learn about people. I mean, where else are you going to find somebody willing to spend 30 minutes of their own time talking about something they're passionate about than a podcast, right? Well, I mean, you know that you're a podcast host too. So
true. Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I will let you bounce and get back to the rest of your day and always appreciate talking with you, sir. I look forward to being on your podcast with Alex pretty soon. All right.
It is pretty soon, next week or the week after. Someday?
I think it's next week. I think so.
Yeah.
I think.
I got the answer of the questions. You're the first one who gave me the answers before the podcast.
Oh, really? Oh my goodness.
She didn't have to.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm glad. I felt like I was kind of sandbagging. I'm like, I got a sticky note here with his name on it. I got to get these done. And I'm like, okay, done. So I personally felt like I procrastinated. So, you know, hopefully it gets you what you need.
But it's good. It's good because now that gives me more content. So I can ask more tougher questions.
Good. Oh, so I gave you all the easy stuff and you're like, all right, I'm going to give him some hardballs. I'm like, oh, he's going to ask about my childhood. He's going to ask me about school and stuff. Oh. So, well, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I haven't been on a 3-person podcast yet, but we'll get there. But I will let you hop off here and look forward to getting this published. All right, sir.
Yes. When do you think it will be published?
It's going to be, I usually get them out first of the month. So first of each month, right, cool. I got it on a pretty good cadence. So, you'll get an email when it goes live or when it gets scheduled to go live and say, hey, here's how to go to get it. And it's real easy. People are like, you make this easy. Like, why aren't all podcast hosts this easy? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just doing my thing.
Cool.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did you hear this episode and go, wow, I'm a founder and all my friends keep telling me I should get on a podcast? Would I be a fit? Yes. Yes, you would. Every single person who steps out of their comfort zone to build their dream has an amazing story to share. And this is the platform for you to do that. If you want to talk about your dream, what led you to start your endeavor, what successes you've had, or challenges you've been pitted against, this is the podcast for you. So head on over to archdevops.com/podcast to find out how to get on, and also check out our free tip sheets on guesting or even hosting your own podcast. This is Fritz, your host, hoping to meet you on the other side of the hot mic at Arch DevOps.